News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Minister for Transport Shane Ross joins us now on the line. Minister, good morning. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thank you.
We want to talk initially about the number of road deaths, a 4% drop in the year in 2018 compared to 2017. It's good news, really, overall.
Well, I suppose it's never good news to announce 149 road deaths, and it's not good news to say that. I suppose it's an improvement of seven on 2017, and that's some sort of consolation, but it's obviously no consolation for the relatives of those 149 who died. We have been running a really strong campaign with the RSA and with the Gardaí to try and make people give up those bad habits to which you referred, not just mobile telephones, but we'd have legislation, as you know, I think, on drugs driving, some very contentious legislation on drink driving, unaccompanied drivers, and unaccompanied learner drivers. And of course, we're going to introduce some legislation on speeding as well, which is a big killer. It's a constant crusade. It's something which we are addressing with an enormous amount of vigour in order to try and save lives, and that's being relatively successful, but it's never a success when you have deaths of this sort.
In terms of the proposal to change speeding offences, whereby, you know, the faster you go above the speed limit, the more you might be fined or the more penalty points you might get. There have been some suggestion as well that fines might be linked to income, as happens in other countries. And there have been some criticism as well that the courts be clogged up, because the nearer people are to just being over the speed limit, the more likely they are to challenge the offence. What's your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, could I address the issue of speed. Speed is a really, really big problem, and any suggestions that come out of this will be looked at very seriously. What I've introduced at the moment to the Cabinet is a general scheme, and that's open to suggestions at the Cabinet subcommittee, which will include those things you've suggested, but it's also open to suggestions from other TDs. We're not absolute about anything at all. What we are determined is to tackle speed. We're also agreed about the principle, which is that it would be graduated speeding fines. In other words, the faster you go, the more you get fined, and the more penalty points that you get. I don't think that the statement or the criticism that the courts be clogged up is a realistic one. People have the option to take fixed charge penalties and lower fixed charge penalties if they're caught speeding, and most people take those. I don't think that's likely to happen. What I do hope is that we're going to catch a lot more people, because there were 130,000 cases last year of people detected for speeding offences, which is really quite staggering. And I think you're probably aware, because the figures are out now, but the number of pedestrians killed last year went up by 32%. And
yeah.
Speeding is a really big item in that. It's a big factor in the.
Well, what's your? I know you say, look, it's open to suggestions. What's your personal view on the suggestion that speeding fines would be linked to income? Because obviously, look, if you're on the minimum wage, an 80 euro fine is obviously a much bigger deterrent to somebody who's earning, you know, six figures.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that, and then they say, Conor McGregor was only fined whatever he was fined, and it doesn't mean anything to him at all. I think it has some merit, certainly, but I think it should be looked at in greater detail, and I'm asking the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, to do that. I think it's a long-term possibility. In the short term, what we've got to do is make sure that we change people's idea about the dangers of speeding. People feel that, you know, when they go through the speed limit, they're only, you know, 10 kilometres an hour above it, doesn't really apply to themselves. And we've got people to realise that they've got a killer, you know, a killer weapon in their hands, and that if they're going too fast, these speed limits are there for a good reason, that they should abide by them. Now, I am asking, and I think one of the criticisms has been, and I think it's a very, very fair one, that speed limits are anomalous. In some places they seem far too low, in some places they seem far too high, and they seem to be inconsistent. And I've written a letter to all the local authorities and asked them to complete the review, which for some reason, which I didn't understand, still don't understand, has taken so long, of speed limits in their local authorities, so that we can bring them, in parallel with this legislation, up to date and make them more relevant. Because I think people are rightly critical sometimes of speed limits, which seem absolutely absurd in certain situations.
What proposals would you be in favour of in terms of cracking down on the number of people using their phones? That's something we've been talking about here this morning. Look, anecdotally, everyone sees it. I spend a lot of time on the road as well, and you see a lot of people doing it. I know in other jurisdictions, in Australia, just in the past year, they've trialled a system whereby cameras, like the speed vans that we have, and people see them on the N7 now, on the roadworks, two or three of them on rotation there all the time, that they would actually take photos of people driving, and that's the way you could enforce it, as opposed to needing a guard, which you need at the moment.
Yeah, I think people who are critical of this are absolutely right. I think that it's the third most dangerous bad habit which people, drivers, are at, you know, after drink driving and after speeding. And I think I was listening to your last program. I think detection is a problem and enforcement is a problem, and there are great difficulties in actually catching people doing this. I know there were 30,000 people who paid their fixed charges, but that doesn't seem to deter them. And I think technology is going to have to be improved in order to detect people. We don't want to be taking people to court and cases being challenged, which is all that's happening with road traffic law, which means nobody gets convicted at all. I think technology is probably the way forward, and we're going to look at this next. We want to get the speeding legislation through, but then we want to look at the idea of mobile telephones as well.
One of the other areas where you've proposed laws is in relation to cyclists and safety of cyclists, and this 1.5 metre distance that might be maintained between a car and a cyclist when overtaking is happening. Stories today, though, that is not going to go ahead. What's the story there?
Yeah, I see. They haven't been abandoned, by the way. I think that was the headline of that story today. Quite the opposite. What happened there was that we had measures ready and prepared for an MPD minimum passing distance of 1.5 for cyclists, which is practiced in some other countries. But it's now run into the Attorney General feels that is not a way forward because of the enforceability measure, that it wouldn't be possible to do that. And again, that it would be challenged and that it would be successfully challenged in the courts. So as a substitute for that, and it's...
Why would it be successfully challenged in the course on enforceability?
Well,
that is difficult for the guards to do. That's hardly a constitutional issue.
I think it's a matter of measuring the 1.5. In other words, there isn't the technology available at the moment to actually measure the 1.5, in which case it would be challenged in every case that the technology wasn't working and that you couldn't prove the actual distance. So what we're doing instead... is where we're really concerned about cyclists. There were 14 cyclists died last in 2017. In 2018, it was lower. It's down by 5 to 9, but it's still absolutely unacceptable. So what we're doing is we're introducing a statutory instrument, and this should be done in the coming weeks. It'll be ready in the coming weeks, which is a dangerous overtaking of cyclists statutory instrument, which will have the same effect, we hope, as the minimum passing distance will do instead. It's by far, I think, the best possible solution at the moment, because we are concerned about cyclists and we're concerned about the dangers to them. And I've actually just allocated 400,000 for special lights at places in Dublin. I hope that we're going to extend the country to protect cyclists as well.
So look, you're listening to the Attorney General there. Before I let you go, I want to ask you about an area where it doesn't seem like you're listening to the Attorney General, and it's the Judicial Appointments Bill, which he described apparently as a dog's dinner. We had Gerard Crockwell, the Senator, on the line earlier, who talked about the fact that, look, it was being filibustered, and that was because it is a dog's dinner.
Well, the Attorney General was concerned at the time about some Fianna Fáil amendments which were coming through. I think that particular issue has been resolved completely. The bill is intact. It's halfway through its passage in the Senate. It's been through the Dáil, but it is now being filibustered by legal people, legal insiders, who have a vested interest in seeing that judicial appointments remain the way they are. I'm absolutely determined, and the Attorney General is as determined as the Minister for Justice to see this bill go through, to see insiders from the Law Library, which happened in the Dáil and is now happening in the Senate, delaying this because it suits their vested interest is really completely and utterly unacceptable. And the bill will go through. If they want to filibuster it, that's not a way, I think, to exploit parliamentary democracy, particularly in the Senate. But let them do it. But it will go through in the end. It's very, very like the situation last year where we had drink driving being filibustered. It went on for 6 months, but we got it through in the end, and we'll get this piece of legislation through in the end as well. It's a terrible waste of parliamentary time. Other bills are being delayed, and I think it's utterly irresponsible of the legal profession to be taking this view of the democratic process.
All right, Minister for Transport Shane Ross. Minister, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning.